Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to my Dog Psychology Radio Show. My name is Dale McCluskey. I'd like to welcome you. On today's show is part two of a series called Finding Your Identity. And these shows take on a Christian perspective regarding showing that that when it comes to nature and the relationship that is shared allows us a glimpse into nature and what that represents at the relational level, that what I show is there's no accidents or coincidences. There's some very profound things. There's a real depth to this relationship with our dogs, especially. And when it comes to discovering the truth of things, or our real identity, talk about real identity is to God and being created in His image, and this issue of finding fulfillment and purpose, and finding what's life really about, what's it really at the end of all things, because that's the thing. I mean, there is an end. There is for all of us, we don't think about death, don't want to think about dying. But I want to tell you something, it's very real. I've had many, people I've known well who have passed away. And it comes as a, when it happens, it comes as a real shock. I mean, it comes as a shock. A lot of times it forces us to think about, death and our mortality that way, because when someone passes away that's very close to us, that we've invested a relationship and had a relationship with, it causes us to think about that which we don't want to think about. I think there's this thing with all humanity, with all of us, to think somehow that we're going to live forever, that we're going to not have to face that reality. And when it happens, it puts us into a type of identity crisis, especially if our identity isn't secure in who created us in the first place. If we're not in right relationship with God, then where's our hope? I mean, I notice this. I mean, you see the people on YouTube, they talk really big about, a lot of people that don't believe in God and atheists, and they talk really big about it. But I guarantee you, when faced with the prospect of dying, that talk is going to quickly go away. I mean, because everything we know and everything, who we are, our identity is placed here in our flesh, and in what we've invested in. So the prospect of thinking beyond that is going to still send us into a state of perhaps doubting that maybe we could be wrong, maybe. But what I show is that it's truly about understanding, and this is getting beyond this issue of religion. I mean, this is a concept that I'll talk about for a few minutes, because definitely it can create a wall or a place in our life where we don't actually open our heart up or our mind up to a possibility, or allowing God in at all to meet us halfway, to have a set things in motion so we can actually have a real and meaningful encounter with who God really is. Because I truly believe through our lives, God is definitely trying to get our attention. And, through dogs, and this is something that I talk about, that's another area of our life that, if you start to really peel back the layers and really look at, our identity and what this relationship really represents, it's powerful. I mean, it's very profound. It's very deep, more so than most people see or can see, because what's stopping them is that very thing. It's an identity crisis. They're not in right relationship. They're engaged in basically idolatry. And they talk about idolatry, what that does in terms of identity, sending people into a state of confusion. It blinds people. It puts the blinders right on fully. And they don't see, they don't go any further. And they're, because they're not being honest with themselves. They're not even, you talk about this issue of narratives and this issue of what people will say, which is totally built on a lie. I mean, they're not being honest. So there's an ethical issue here. Even in dog training, you talk about dog training as though it's, when people try to package it up as though, try to separate it away from just how profound it is, and try to treat it as some sort of a training exercise, and trying to build their little empires off it. I want to tell you something. In the end, you can build your empire up, but you know, it's all going to come crumbling down if that's where you put your identity. I mean, because what's at the end of all things? What is it really about? It's about relationships, but even more so than that, it's about our, you know, right relationship, our identity, to seeking out God, to coming in the right relationship. Otherwise, we're going to create a situation where we're separated from God, and that's not a good situation to be in. Now, again, I'll qualify that I'm not perfect. My intent here isn't to come off as judgmental that way. I've been through my mess. I continue to fall down and struggle at times. But I know who is the one that's, you know, lifting me up. I know who's doing the saving, ultimately. It's Jesus Christ. And so when you say the word, and this is the other thing about God, you have people talk about God, that can mean all sorts of things to all sorts of people. But then if you mention the word Jesus, it creates a real divisiveness. So people will get really upset because now you're getting somewhere. Now you're starting to get specific, you know, with and there's a spiritual element to this. I don't believe for a second you see people with all this hatred towards different, you know, especially Christians, especially right now. You're seeing a real persecution happening, and people are giving other religions a pass, a green light. You know, think about that. And I'm going to talk about some of that on this series of shows, just why it all lines up. There's a spiritual thing happening here, and you have to step back far enough to see how the pieces all line up. And if the blinders are on, if people are not looking at this through a certain viewpoint, nothing's going to make sense. I mean, this is why you talk about perplexity and people in a state of confusion. That's what's happening. I mean, people get turned over to it. And just like with idolatry, you know, people are engaged in that. It represents you get turned over to it. I mean, if you refuse to acknowledge the truth, there's a state of confusion that is triggered. There's a turning over to that which you're worshiping, and it's very destructive. And that this is no different. And again, looking at even through the dog relationship, there's some very profound things happening. And it's that's why I absolutely love nature. I mean, I love the dog relationship for that reason, that I believe dogs are in our lives to show us something more, something a lot deeper. Again, people will say, well, they have their own spin on what that is to them. But for me, I see how it all lines up. I mean, there's no, again, it's to get to this point of through this journey. And this is why even you start getting this issue of becoming a trainer or trainers. I have a different way, definitely, of approaching training. I don't, again, if I'm helping people, though, I'm not, you know, I'm not espousing my beliefs on them, and I'm there to help people. Just understand that. When I'm here, if people use me for their dogs, I mean, you use me because I know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, this whole issue about what you believe in terms of faith, that's all part of what I do. That's why I'm talking about this on these shows, and so people have an opportunity to get to know me better that way. But when I'm helping people, I'm very focused on the relationship they have with their dogs, on giving them the script and building off that. I'm not there to push my beliefs on people that way at all. You know, that's something where I believe you can't push that way. I mean, you can, you know, you'll get people doing that, but grace is the answer. I mean, I struggle even with that sometimes. I get very, that's why you'll see me, and at times you will, you see me put up a bunch of videos, calling people out. I'll take them down, which I've done again, put them up, take them down. That's the struggle, but that's my own thing. I'd rather, again, that's God working on me. I mean, saying, well, Dale, how do you deal with all of this in terms of what's happening? And, you know, if people are really, if it is really about, you know, helping people come in the right relationship, and this issue of, you get this issue of these narratives being promoted, these false narratives, and people's emotions and all these things tied into it, how do you overcome that? I mean, really, how do you, because it's very much not about, people try to say it's about so-called science of dog training, all this other stuff. Absolutely isn't. It's relational. And so you get people's emotions tied into this stuff. You can get as nasty as you want with them, even though you might know the truth of it all, and it isn't going to do anything. It's just going to affect your own walk. It's going to affect how you think. It's going to create a real negative issue. So, but at the same time, you know, seeing the issues here, stepping back and looking at the big picture, you can see how everything's going to get overrun. I mean, I can see how this can turn into something. It's going to keep going on and on. In fact, it's going to get worse in terms of this ideology just overrunning everything. And that's why I even say about balance training, you know, saying what is training really? And those who are just focused on building their little empires, they're going to get overrun. I mean, even these so-called balance trainers who are not, you know, getting specific here about what the real problem is, sooner or later, you're not going to be able to withstand what's coming. You're not going to be able to just live in your little bubble. And you can, and don't get me wrong, you can become very popular, and you'll see popular guys out there. But you're going to see them take a lot of heat because they're not, you know, calling out what is the problem, okay? They're just, it's all about personality and celebrity. And that's part of the problem here in the culture of today. It's not about truth at all as it relates to what is, you know, real truth about, you know, you get this thing about truth is about just how you feel about it. So as long as you feel a certain way about a certain thing, you know, you can live your life and, you know, but this is the problem. If God is who he says he is and everything is going to head a certain way, and it's all about, even at the end of all things, about restoration, but here's the thing, we're playing in God's sandbox. I mean, we don't own the sandbox, okay? We just think we do because we get lots of sand and we get lots of space to play in. But ultimately, God's in control, and he's sovereign, and he's going to, he's the one in the end that we're going to be accountable to, how we live our lives. And people can deceive themselves and, you know, say all sorts of things. And even, but if you open your Bible up and look at exactly what's happening now even, you'll see it's all there. I mean, there's enough information, and there's enough clarity and clear, even we look at prophecy, which I'm going to talk a little bit about. Yeah, it all lines up. I mean, and the people who sometimes are saying all sorts of things bad about, say, Christians or about the Bible, they've never cracked the Bible up open, or if they do, it's not about seeking a personal relationship with God at all. It's just about using the information to try to put a twist on it based on their own motives. So it's not about truth that way. So this is why, you know, you get in this issue about free will and about people's motives. So much of it isn't about being honest at all. People are not being honest about what their real intent is when it comes to the type of ideology or agenda they're pushing. And this is why you're getting so much divisiveness, even right now. You're seeing so much of it, because that's just how it's going to go down. And so here, getting back to this issue about, you know, right relationship, you don't look at identity. That's why if you look at the issue of say, status, okay, in terms of, you know, I could say something like, you know, just to treat a dog like a dog. Now think of that statement. If I say people just need to treat a dog like a dog, That has a negative connotation now, that statement, because of the issue of idolatry, of not being in the right relationship. People are not looking at authority that way or status that way with their animals, with their pets, okay? It's a identity crisis. So people are basically, they're connecting to even dogs in a way that is kind of washing out this issue of, you know, of having status or coming into, talk about leadership. And so what they're doing, because what they do is they're engaging in definitely not reconciling their emotions at all. They're projecting and mirroring them in and through the relationship. And this is why this issue about, talk about the profound connection shared between dogs and people, this issue of weakness, strength, and weakness, and even what the whole dominance issue is in physical force, this is another narrative issue here where people that are taking this idea about learning, dogs can learn, and they're totally twisting it. They're totally misrepresenting it. They're taking it as a piecemeal type of a thing. They're looking at just merely of the script of dogs moving in and going through the motions, and they're not actually looking at a dog's decision-making process properly. Okay, they're not looking at unwanted behavior the way that it needs to be looked at in terms of expressed states of mind, how a dog's mind is influenced at that level. They're not doing that. So when you look at this issue of, say, status, you talk about hierarchy, well, nature is governed. We're all part of nature. So this relationship that's shared through our dogs, if we're not in right relationship, which means that if we're not bringing them under authority, and I'm not talking about bad authority that way or even that, it's about how we think. It really is, dogs really are able to get a really clear picture as to how we're connecting with them, how we're thinking. So if our thinking process and how we're working is very much built on emotion, trying to be their friend, their buddy, not about, just like, and it's no different than parenting. The same results happen. This is the thing that amazes me when people start to try to introduce certain arguments, and it's as though that bad things don't happen with human parenting as well. But here's the issue, is that people can appear to get away with it or try to shift the focus and blame on the someone or something else because of how those dynamics play out, which means that the causation, the parent, can set things in motion so that the child is totally selfish, and because narcissism isn't just born, it's created. And you have different views on just how much that, you know, those things play a part of that, but it's the same thing. It's treating your child like the golden child, and not, you know, this is the same concept of everybody getting a trophy. This culture of this, and you look at the rise of narcissism, you know, the rise of selfish attitudes, and then you look at the moral state of things and decline. You even look at, you know, I believe the reason that the whole housing market collapsed was a sense of entitlement. People don't want to wait. They feel entitled that they look at material things differently because they're not in right relationship. Okay, they're very much focused on themselves. So idolatry of self, and so they're what's the idol? The idols themselves. I mean, they're trying to elevate themselves and feel good and kind of gather things up to lift themselves up. And so it's, you know, the whole culture shifts. So even you look at the spillover, even with how people think about dogs and why it's in such a mess, well, it's the same attitudes, but again, something has to give. There always is a trade-off. Just remember this when you're talking about failing to meet a dog's relational needs. If you're not meeting their leadership needs, there's a status issue and there's identity issue, but there's also trade-off. If you elevate the dog up, and you're doing that through, this issue of how you're thinking. You're thinking and you're very emotional about the animal, and you're not leading. You're not. You might be controlling their environment, but you're not in the right relationship. Well, that's weakness to the dog. The dog is just following a path of nature. That's the thing about how nature works. It's like people can try to redefine things and try to, make things all fit. But in the end, it all comes out, okay? It doesn't hold together. I mean, the clues, in the end, that something wrong is going to be present. And that happens through the amount of dogs being destroyed every year in North America. If you look at the 4 million dogs being killed every year, much of that's from a issue of not a failing to meet dogs' relational needs. It really is. And so this issue about status is very much a real issue. But the other issue here is, again, getting back to, this issue of thinking properly. So much of it has to do with getting people to reconcile how they think. And, so you look at the depth of this, and this issue I'm going to go into with surrender, the parallel here between identity, you talk about, and again, I know I'm dovetailing here a little bit back and forth, but even the issue about, looking at, what defines the relationship itself. And, if you look at the issue of surrender, changing how people think, surrendering how you think means a trade-off. And so trade-offs are problematic for people, especially for, if you look at, the issue of identity and say, I'm talking about, getting beyond just religion and a personal relationship with who God really is. I mentioned this on my last show, is knowing deep down, I never denied that there is a God. I mean, I knew God was real. However, I knew, being honest with myself, that if I was to, accept who God really is, if I was to come in, have an encounter or come into a relationship with him, there's a big part of me that knew that a trade-off would have to happen. I would have to give up something, or the fear that that could take place. Because, so deep down I knew that likely would be the case. So for me, being successful in what I did, very good at what I did, and having kind of being at the top of my game and having the whole world, I felt, by the tail, so to speak, it made that made a huge problem for me. Of course, I still, even when I was young, I attended church. My parents, took me. So I had a, somewhat of a basic understanding of the gospel. But I went through the motions. Even when I was an adult, once I had my children, seeing the importance of taking my children to church, still, again, doing the right thing, right? I mean, oftentimes that's what it comes down to for us, doing the right thing, but not having a relationship, not actually getting beyond just going through the motions or entering the church, listening to, say, a message. And that's, again, another huge problem in churches is this issue of what is being preached. A lot of times what's happening is preachers are not actually preaching the gospel the way that it should be preached, and setting people up to have a real encounter with who Christ is. I mean, that's a huge problem. But again, I truly believe that if you're, and people use this word chosen, and I don't conform to some people's views, get a lot of the people that will believe that election and looking how all that works. I don't know how all that works, but the problem when people look at, and I'm going to mention this for a minute, about a lot of people believe that God chooses, who he's going to bring to himself. And, there's the issue of how free will works through that. I don't have all the answers, but I believe that there's some things that we don't, in the here and now, this side of heaven, we're not going to have a complete understanding of that. So like looking up in the rafters and trying to figure out how all that weaves together. There is that in there. However, how some people will present that, it comes off very arrogant. It comes off very much like you have a special, you're special, and then you get pride mixed up and all that. And it comes off into creating a wall with leading other people to have an encounter, because it's almost like you don't have free will. Okay, and I've heard, you know, how people presented this to me. I've had people talk about that Calvinism is what's called, views, and it comes off not good, I feel, because it really separates people. It causes people, it puts up another wall, just like the Catholic Church. I mean, people stop going through the motions, and the Catholic Church is overrun by idolatry, because it creates a separation. You know, you're basically seeking man. I mean, it's not about, you know, this is the thing, when Christ was crucified, the veil was torn for a reason. It represents there's no separation between having that relationship. I mean, all you have to do is you have to seek out who God is with a pure heart, with an honest intention. And God will meet you where you're at. That's the other thing. You don't have to get ready and get cleaned up, so to speak, to meet God. God will meet you where you're at. And that's the amazing thing about a personal relationship, which makes it different than people talk about religion. Religion's about doing the right things. Religion's about trying to be good, you know, trying to be good and do good and follow the rules. And that's a barrier. I mean, just understand, we talk about religion. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about personal relationship with Jesus Christ. There's a big difference between both. In fact, when Jesus was on the earth, he came up against the religious establishment. I mean, the religious establishment at the time is who ended up persecuting Jesus and you know, taking him before Pilate. So, you know, you look at the issue of religion, you know, it's not about religion at all. So when you talk about the word Christian, it can mean different things to different people, but then you need to get specific. As like I said, you mentioned the word God. Go further than that. Say, well, mention, you know, say, you know, who is, you know, is only one way and one path to salvation. That's through faith in Jesus Christ. That's it. There's no other way, and that's very offensive to people. But that, again, this issue of both truth and identity. That's what it is. Anything outside of that represents confusion. And so, anyway, just something. I'm going to go with the next show. I'm going to talk more about appearances. Get into this issue about depth and going beyond appearances. And my goal here these shows is I'm not going to get into treat it like a some sort of a you know, rigid Bible teaching thing. I just want to, my goal here is to present some elements here that are very profound between both. Between, you look at the relationship with our dogs, going deeper, and the issue about identity, about faith, about answering the big question. And I'm doing this leading up into the Christmas season to honor God, what he's done in my life. And so, you know, I'm going to do that because I think it's important for me. It's important. I feel it's the most important thing of all. You know, for me, the point I am in my life, it's not about how many people I train with the dogs. I mean, I want to help people with the dogs. Don't you know, I don't want people to get that wrong. But if through these radio shows, if one person thinks deeper and perhaps has a real encounter with who God is, that's everything to me. That's what matters. I don't, you know, I trade everything for that. So, therefore, I'm going to be putting on some shows on this just to be real with people, so people can see, well, you know, I can point them towards who God is, and say, don't point them towards me. You know, who am I? I'm a nobody. Okay, I know dogs, and I can break things down for people, but you know, the goal is for me to fade out and for God to fade in to see who He is for people. So, anyway, I encourage you. So check out my next show. I'll be talking about, again, some more interesting things about the relationship as it relates to God and seeing who he is. So Thanks for watching or listening. Hope you have a great day.